Oh, look at that. That's all we have to do then. It's like a phone call. How did I scare you? How did I scare you?
Talking.
What did you think was going to be happening?
I don't know. I thought it was gonna I thought it was gonna Why stop, I thought it was gonna stop after I put my name, and then I was gonna click out, and then all of a sudden you were like you're like, oh, look at that. That's all we have to do. And I was like, oh, God, he's listening to me.
No, so when we want to do this, since we want to do a podcast and I'm not there with you, I just call you and it automatically starts recording on my end as soon as you join.
Oh, that's really weird, but also really advanced. Oh my God, I'm crying. Ay, ay. My heart literally started beating all fast because I was like, what the hell? That was great.
Okay. Hi, welcome back to Difficult Laughs. Nope, that's not how we're doing it. We gotta do an I gotta do an introduction. You don't have to do anything. Okay. Ready? Here we go. Hi, I'm a big piece of Kit Kat bar, Donnie. And this is Difficult Laughs. Oh God. So I have my sister, Janelis, Janelli, on. She's in Alaska. Hi.
Hi.
Okay. So, this is so weird for us to be on a podcast. Tell me, what you watching right
Feel
now?
like you're being so formal.
Because I don't really know what I'm doing. It's weird because I'm on a phone call, basically. That's what this is. And I'm like, oh, phone call, I have to be professional. So I don't talk on the phone ever. Okay, but tell me, what are you watching right now? Like TV shows.
Oh, I'm like, I'm not watching anything. I'm sitting in the car talking to you. I'm watching Modern Family on Hulu because they put all the seasons on Hulu. It's exciting.
Okay. First of all, I live for Modern Family. How do you like it so far?
Well, basically, I've been binge watching it. So I'm already on season 9, I think, and I just started this a couple weeks ago. So that's how it's going. That's how I like it. The first couple episodes, though, like the first 2 episodes or so in the first season, it was really hard for me to get into it because I'm a routine person, so I really like my regular shows, and it's really hard for me to start a new show and just let it go, you know? Let it go. Okay. So, I started it, and then I was like, I can't let go of my Gilmore Girls, though. My Gilmore Girls. Why did I say it like that? Gilmore Girls.
Okay, wait, so how many seasons are there of Modern Family?
There's 11. I thought there was only 9 or 8 or something.
Oh, dang, so you're almost done.
Yeah, I'm almost done. All the kids are already graduated except for Joe, because you know he's the baby. But
Oh, yeah.
because she's Lily, she's like what, 11 or something at this point. But anyway.
Yeah. But like all the grown kids from the beginning are like they're adults. Wait, so did you see the ep so did you see the episode with the favors?
I don't know. I need more details.
Okay, so it's like it's some I think it's someone's birthday or something. Anyway, so
Are you talking about
Jay gets rid of something from like for from his son Joe, and then he's like, "Well, I need to replace it." So then he asks like Cam for a favor, and Cam's like, "Well, yeah, I could do that." And he's like, "Lily, I need a favor for you to do this," and blah. And then they all like come together to try to do the favor, and then it comes back to Cam to like deliver the last favor, and it was that he was supposed to get tickets to see Gloria, what's her freaking name? Gloria, Gloria Stefan. There we go. And the Sound Dog Machines. And then it turns out like he didn't know that one person from that band.
Yeah.
You saw that one? Okay. I like that one because I was like, that's
machine.
Yeah, Hound Machine.
Not the sound, whatever it was.
Well, it was something like that. I don't know. I don't know that band. I only know her. And I only know like one song from her. But I just thought it was a funny thing that he's like, yeah, I tell the story all the time that I met this one person. I was like, who is that? That's me. That's me telling the story.
Yeah, I saw that.
I have a couple things that I want to talk about, but because this channel is a lot about service industry and stuff, because I have a lot of funny stories. But I know you worked in service industry, but you can also, like, if you have, like, if you want to tell, like, your, because I know you're a teacher. She's a teacher, everybody. She's smart. I know. She's living a better life than I am. But do you have, like, any, like customer service, like weird things that you didn't think you would have to tell people, or like an experience?
The only one I can think of is this one time this girl came in to Straight Outta Philly with her friend, and she was like,
wait, hold on, before you continue, Straight Outta Philly people, is this a Philly cheesesteak place in Alaska? Anchorage, Alaska. This is not sponsored, but we both worked there for a time. Great Philly cheesesteaks, though.
But anyway, so she came with her friend, and she was like, it was her first time. It was both their first times coming in, and the one friend that was not talking already knew what she wanted. She was like, oh, I think I'm just gonna get the original Philly, which is just a Philly cheesesteak with onions, grilled onions in it. And I was like, okay, cool. So I wrote it down. And then the one girl was like, well, I don't want anything on it. And I was like, okay, well, we have the cheesy Philly. And she says, I don't want anything on it, though. And I said, yeah, the cheesy Philly is just the meat, cheese, and bread. And she's like, yeah, but I don't want anything on it. And I'm like, I don't know what you mean. What do you mean you don't want anything on it? Like, you don't want the cheese, so you just want the meat and bread? And she's like, no, like, I mean, I don't want any vegetables. And I was like, there's no vegetables. It's just cheese, meat, and bread. That's it. And then she keeps going. And she's like, yeah, but she got the one that has onions in it. And I was like, yeah, yours doesn't have onions in it. And I'm just looking at her, and then I looked back because it was a slow night. It was towards the end of the night, too, because, oh, my God, I hate that. Like, we closed at 10, and it was, like, 9:30. Like, you really coming to eat at 9:30? Come on. So now we're, like, waiting for her to freaking order already because she's taking forever to order. And we're waiting because the kitchen's pretty much clean, but now we have to make these two freaking sandwiches. So we're waiting and waiting, and she's taking forever. So anyway, I looked back at this cook. His name was Richard. He doesn't work there anymore. But I looked back at him, and I was like, help me. Like, giving him the look. Like, you guys can't see me, but I was giving him the look. Like, can you come look? Can you come over here and help me out? And he comes over, and he's like, okay, so the cheesy Philly is just meat, bread, and cheese. So do you want that? And she's like, no, I don't want anything on it. And we were both just looking at each other like, oh, my God, is she dumb? So her friend.
You have to wait.
At the, huh?
I was gonna say, let me tell you that you are way nicer than I am. I would have been like, okay. And then I just would have gave her that anyway. And then I'm like, well, now it's too late. You can't change your order. Go away.
Yeah, so this is what happens. And then her friend jumps in finally, because I'm like, friend, jump in here. Like, help your friend out, okay? So friend jumps in. She's like, I don't even know what her name is. We'll just call her Sarah. She's like, Sarah, the cheesy Philly is just meat and cheese. Is that what you want? No, that's not what I want. Well, what do you want? I don't know what I want. Okay, well, we really need to get these orders in because it takes about 15 minutes. So we really need you to make a decision because we're about to close. Like, at this point, it's like 9:40. You know, we close at 10. And she's still. And so then I'm like, okay, so I'm going through the menu and I'm telling her all these Phillies. I'm like, okay, so the original Phillies has the onions. The cheesy Philly doesn't have anything. The blah, blah, blah has this. The blah, blah, blah has this. The blah, blah, blah has this. And then I'm like, or if you don't want a Philly, we also have a number of burgers. And I flipped to the back of the menu and I was like, we have a number of burgers. We have some chicken tenders. We also have some chicken wings. And we have all these sauces. And she's like, are the sauces spicy? And I was like, it depends what you get. We have all of these sauces. And then, like, we have, I don't know, at that time we had probably 10 or more, but now there's even more sauces to choose from. So I'm like, well, it depends what you get. If you get the original, like, mild, medium, hot, obviously those are going to have a little spice to it. But there's also honey and honey barbecue and regular barbecue and teriyaki, blah, 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 blah. And so then she goes, you know, I don't know if I want that because even the mild would be too spicy for me. I think toothpaste is spicy. And I was like, what?
Get out of town.
And I said, well, why don't we write you down for the cheesy Philly? And if you don't like it, you can always let us know. And so then I said, is this going to be to go? Because we're about to close. And she's like, no, for here. And I was like, we're about to close. And so then they're like, well, you can put it in a to-go box. And then if it's closing time, by the time we get it, we'll just go ahead and leave. And I was like, okay, thank you. It'll be blah, blah, blah. And then I took their money and I cashed them out and then they started cooking it. Then I went to the back because, you know, every time you work at a restaurant, you go to the back after you have a stupid customer. And then you talk to the cooks and all everybody who heard. And so then I went to the back and I started talking to Richard. And I was like, oh, my God. Why did that take so long? And then at the time, my uncle used to work there too. I know, it was like a family business because now my mom works there. So my uncle, he was a delivery driver, and so he came back from delivery and he's like, what's going on? And I told him, and then he's like, I don't understand, a cheesy Philly is a cheesy Philly. And I'm like, I know.
You know what? Some people are just stupid and you can't teach them anything. And that's on factsperiod.com. No translate. I don't know the rest.
Anyway, so she got her order and then there's like maybe a couple minutes to close. And I was not skilled enough to close on my own. So the owner's son came in. And let me tell you, he always hit on me too. He always wanted to.
Okay, that's another story for another time.
But anyway, so he came in and he's like, oh. And then he says hi to them, blah, blah, blah. And then he lets them know because he's way more blunt than his mom, his stepmom and his dad. So he was like, just so you know, we're about to close in 1 minute. And they're like, oh, okay. And then I looked over and the girl had taken a bite. And I say girl because she was a teenager. She was probably like 19 or 20. I looked over at her and she had already taken a couple bites. And I was like, how are you liking that Philly? And I really wanted her to be like, oh my God, it's delicious. So glad I got the cheesy Philly. And she said, it tastes okay. It's a little spicy. And I was like, what? There's
get out
there's
of town.
No spice in it. There's seasoning. You think seasoning is spice? And I really just wanted to. I'm thinking this in my head, and I'm thinking, is she about the seasoning? Like,
let me ask you, is this the same girl that's on TikTok and then she pulls up the cooking pot thing with the rice and the chicken got no seasoning and it's flavorless? Is that the same girl on TikTok? Because let me tell her, I will beat her up.
She probably is, though, because she probably thinks salt is spicy.
Oh my god, I can't with people. Okay, like you know, I don't have a lot of
patience,
tolerant to spice. Like, pepper to me is spicy, but seasoning is not spicy. I hate people. I can't stand humans. Death to all humans. That's my new mom. That's my presidential campaign. Hi, I'm Angel Daniel Perez, and I'm running for president with my slogan, death to all humans.
So now looking back, I'm thinking maybe she thinks, maybe when she was saying that she didn't want anything on it, maybe she just didn't want any seasoning on it. And at that point, girl, say it. Don't spray it. No, but say it. You know, because how am I supposed to know you don't want seasoning on your meat?
Some people are dumb and just want to make things so difficult. So I have had similar experiences to that working in many different restaurants. And I just have to, and I at that point, because I'm, you know, I'm gay and I can say whatever I want. That's how it is. So I just look at them like, what are you trying to tell me? Can you sign it? Can you email me, text me, something? Because I don't know what you're trying to take with your words aren't working. You know, pick two Pictionary, charade it. I don't care. Smoke signals. Some people are dumb. And I don't mess with dumb people.
For real though, because I just kept looking at her like, I don't know what you want. I was looking at her like I look at my child. When my child is talking, I'm like, uh-huh. Yeah. Exactly what
both things, yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know what it is. It's always like that late night crowd. Like, I know obviously that store's not open late night, but it's that we're just trying to get out of here and you want to come up in here and act a fool. So, you know, because that happens all the time. I had two people come in, and this restaurant it's open till 2 a.m. Horrible time, especially in North Carolina, because they don't like to tip here. So this guy and this girl come in and they're sitting at a huge booth that sits for 6 people, but there's only 2 of them. And you know, there's no one coming in, so it's fine, whatever. And they're looking at each other and I'm like, hey, you know, things, introduction, what you guys want? And they're like, we need a minute to look. And I was like, okay, girl's not talking to me at all. So I'm like doing everything else that I need to do with other people, the restaurant. And then they're like, okay, we know what we want. I'm like, okay. And then he's like, we want this, I think it was like a Sex on the Beach or something. And I was like, okay, what do you want? And she's like, she didn't say anything. She just kept looking at him. I'm like, are you in an abusive relationship? Because you're not talking to me. You're looking at him. Like, you have to, like, you need the acknowledgement, whatever. I'm not here for that. I'm not a cop. I don't care. That's your business. And they're like, but what is this? You know, it's a blackberry liqueur. That doesn't sound so great. What's this? I don't remember all the ingredients that were in this particular drink, but it was something similar to a Sex and Beach. But and I was like, it's this and this. Like, and they're like, we don't want this, this, or this. I was like, so you want juice and vodka. Could have been rum. But I'm like, you want juice and rum. So I rang in that drink exactly how they ordered it. And the bartender says, you know, you could have made this drink a lot cheaper. If you just typed in, if you just put like, you know, orange juice and I was like, yeah, but they're being difficult. So they're getting charged the full amount. And they're like, okay, that's fair. Because you're not going to look at me and come to my place and be like, this doesn't look great. How about you just get the fucking drink, you know? Just get the drink.
You know what I'm saying? But yeah, I think you told me that story before.
I know, but these people haven't heard it.
Okay. Sorry, people.
I like how she is. She's literally like, I think you've told me this story. I was like, yeah, I know I've told you this story, but there's other people probably listening to this who are like, I've never heard this story before. Tell me this story.
I forgot.
She forgot. So you think we're just having a conversing up in here? Let me tell you, when we converse up on a telephone, that never happens. There's usually a game that we're playing. So I don't know how you got confused.
The other day we were talking on the phone. What do you mean?
We were talking on the phone the other day?
We were talking on the phone for like 3 hours too. It was insane how much we were talking on the phone.
Yeah, let me tell you, I did not like you as a child. I could not stand you. That's why I tried to choke you and kill you. I could not. But then after I grew up and I left, I was like, I think we're friends.
She said, I think we're friends.
I do think we're friends now.
I want to do that Aiko dance with you when you come over here, whenever that is.
Oh, on the Wii? Because she has an outdated system, people, that we're still going to play, apparently.
No! On the on TikTok, there's that dance that Aiko with your best friend.
Oh, I haven't seen that.
I got to send that.
I don't see dances on TikTok. On my TikTok, I don't see that.
Cute. And then it goes, my best friend and your best friend. And you guys, like, take turns. Sit. And then you, like, sync up. My best friend, talk to your best friend. Some house on fire.
I'm gonna set your flag on fire.
Yeah. So then, and then they like do it separate at one point, and then they do it together at another point. And I was like, oh, I don't have a best friend except for Donnie, Angel, whatever you're calling yourself. So,
I called the people. I told you they were gonna have. That's why I call myself Donnie on the thing now. So it's fine. Donnie's fine.
Okay. So yeah. So then I was like, oh, I could do it with Donnie when he comes over here. Whenever that is, but yeah, it's gonna be all outdated. Okay. When by the time you get over here, like, nobody's doing that anymore. All them Gen Z,
right?
All them Gen.
But I like how you're gonna. I like. Well, nope. Can I speak English today? I like how you said we can do it, but it's gonna be outdated. Like, you're gonna even post it. You don't even. She doesn't take videos, people. She's like, videos. No, that's not happening. Even when we were talking about her coming on the podcast, she's like, my face isn't going to show, is it? I was like,
because I didn't want to do my hair.
I know, but I like that when we tested it out, it didn't ask for camera permission. So whatever. And it's just, I was like, how did you think we were going to show your face? Like, it didn't register. But the point is, it's not going to be outdated if no one sees it.
Anyway. Okay. My point is that I wanted to do it.
Okay, well, we can do whatever you want over there. I can make the mochis. I can make the sushi. I can make your child eat because her child doesn't eat. And I'm not picking up the other child, though, because he is far too heavy and I'm 30. okay, so I have... First of all, we're going to go to commercial break. You can't talk right now. We can't talk for like 10 seconds right now. The commercial break, the commercial I'm going to film later. I mean, I'm going to record later. And then I'll insert it at this point. So just shut up for like 10 seconds. I knew she was
going to. Oh my God. No. Shh. Okay, I'm ready. There's no mute button on this thing, too, either.
This podcast has been brought to you by RegalOwlRitual.com. And guess what? After one podcast, they decided I am a real podcaster and I have an exclusive code. Oh, I know. I have an exclusive code. Na-na-na-na-na-na. But guess what? I'm going to be nice and I'm going to share that code with you. Angel10, A-N-G-E-L, 10, will give you 10% off all products. I know, pop off sis. Let me tell you, I have been practicing for 10 years. Herbs, or how I like to call them, herbs, are so hard to find when I need some more exotic herbs. Or if I do find them, so expensive. Oh my God. Mary, let me tell you. $50 for like some herb. Oh, no. That's not happening. For $50, let me tell you, I'm gonna buy a Barbie doll house, move to the woods, live in that dollhouse, which obviously I'm a little too big to live in that dollhouse, but I'd rather do that than spend $50, and then maybe I'll find said herbs in the forest that I'm living in. Okay? So Regal Owl Ritual already has herbs that are reasonably priced. And guess what? You use my code ANGEL10. Oh my God. ANGEL 10. Come on. Cheaper for you. Why would you not want to save money? Now, maybe herbs aren't your thing. She has candles, crystals, wearable crystals. Those pendulums you can upgrade into a necklace, okay? Maybe you're not like, I don't practice anything. I just like to wear crystals. I like to wear some funky jewelry, and that's totally fine. I don't judge. Guess what? Buy a pendulum, upgrade it to a necklace, and be like, yeah, I got this bad boy. Wait, a crystal boy or a girl? I don't know. Maybe they're gender neutral. I don't know their life. But guess what? Check it out. The candles that she has, some of them come in vintage goblets or vintage dessert cups. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know the actual terminology, but they're so pretty. And if you like vintage, which who doesn't like vintage now? Check it out. Like, light the candle. It smells great. Then guess what? Afterwards, you can just use that forever and be like, yeah, I bought this when I bought a candle and now I have it for life. Never have to get rid of it. It's just a fantastic place. I love it. She just added palm stones to her site. It is just a great place. Great place. Highly recommend. 10 out of 10. Remember, use my code ANGEL10, ANGEL10, for 10% off. This podcast has also been brought to you by EcoWitch.org. Man, EcoWitch, huh? I'm not a witch. I don't like all that stuff, or I don't believe in witches. I'm whatever. I don't care, okay? Do you like the environment? Do you like living on this earth? Let me tell you, earth, great place to live. I don't know about you, but I'm not living anywhere else anytime soon. So, Eco Witch is a fantastic place. You don't have to be a witch. You could be any religion. Again, we don't judge here, okay? You could be non-religious. Again, not judging. But you want to help the environment, convert your products that you use every day to eco-friendly products. You clean your house? You wash your clothes? I would hope so. Okay, I would hope so. Because I'm not going over your house if you're not doing any of those things. Use these products and convert. That bleach is not good for your health. It's not good for the environment. And not good for your money. You're spending more money on watery products that are not good for your budget or the environment or your health. Convert. Book a consultation on ecowitch.org and they'll work with you within your budget. They'll help you convert everything that you need and save you money. Oh my God, the products are concentrated. So then you just add the water. Oh, what? What? Are you kidding me? Yes, it's a fantastic place. I've converted my home and I'm the better for it. Go do it. Go do it right now. Now, back to our regular scheduled programming.
You know what? I'm sure I'll find a silent spot and then I'll be able to
Okay,
figure
no, shut up. No, I'll do it.
it
I'll do it for real. Shut up.
out. Okay. Literally 5 seconds. That's all you could do. That's fine. That's more than enough. That 5 seconds is enough that I could put the commercial break
It's
in
weird.
there. Because I
I need to
don't.
mute myself.
Well, you can't. It's not a real phone call. It's a podcast. Anyway, commercial break happened. We're back. Can't stand you.
I couldn't stay quiet enough. Maybe you'll hear my laugh in the background of the commercial.
No, so I don't need you. It wasn't for you to be quiet for like the commercial is going to go over it. It's just that I can have enough space to work in the break. I'm like, okay, that is the quietest spot right there. And then I can just insert the commercial because I just break it up. Versus like if you're just laughing, then I might break it up mid-laugh.
Oh.
Yeah. It's technology stuff up in here, okay? I'm a wizard. Okay. So I don't know how to speak English today. I want to play like a little bit of games. I don't know what these games are called. One is going to be called Girls versus Boys, pants down though. That one I know for sure.
Down.
So yeah, I know it. Look, it's not what you think, but I just need to know this answer. When you go to the toilet, you put your pants all the way down or you put them at the knees?
To the knees, because that's weird if you put them all the way down.
So, okay, see, this is a boy versus girl thing. I need everyone to tell me what they do. I'm going to ask everybody who comes up on this. I'm like, what you do when you go to the toilet? Because it's like I'm 5 years old, which I don't, you'll experience this when you have a child and he's that age. But I got to put my pants all the way down to the floor. I can't just put them to the knees.
Okay, well, I can tell you my husband, he puts his pants all the way down. And then my mother, our mother, she puts her pants to her knees. So maybe it is a guy girl thing because I've never heard of anybody putting it down to their feet until you said something. And
I didn't know about this until I saw this on TikTok. And I was like, I have to ask the question because you know me. You know, I don't have any shame. So I'm asking everybody in the world, what you doing? What you doing in the bathroom?
Well, you could do like this segment. Like, okay, there's this radio show I listen to. It's called Brooke and Jeffrey in the Morning. And I listen to it.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the Morning. No,
that's not. Sorry. Okay. But so Brooke and Jeffrey in the Morning. It used to be Brooke and Jubal in the Morning, but now it's Brooke and Jeffrey in the Morning. But anyway, so I listen to it on the way to work. And on Mondays, they'll go to the courthouse and they'll ask people, what you doing at the courthouse? So then you could be like, what you doing in the bath? That's kind of weird.
It is a lot more weird than pants, girls versus boys, pants down. But you know what? This channel is not... This is not an unweird channel. You're listening to me with a difficult laugh. This you're here for this channel. Okay. That's just all I gotta say about that. But I think it is a boy. Like, I don't understand though. Like, at what point did the girls go to girls school and say, yeah, I gotta put them all the way down to the knees? And the boys went to boys school and they said to the floor.
I don't,
you know, it's a weird
maybe
thing.
You guys don't put it down to your knees because you guys have bolas and so you need to separate them so then your pee doesn't. I don't know anything about peeing in the toilet when you're sitting down, apparently, when you're a guy. So, but maybe that's wise. So maybe you have more room to separate your legs. I don't know.
I don't know either, but I just want to bring up that I didn't bring up the pee part or the balls. That was all her. I saw this also on TikTok, and I have to ask, if you were to switch bodies for a day to a man, what are you doing? What's the first couple things you're gonna do and try out? Like, I'm a man. What am I gonna do in this body?
First of all, you copy cheater. I was the one that brought that up to you.
Yes, you did, but you didn't have a podcast, did you? You don't.
No,
you sure don't.
You try to take the credit for it. Like, I saw this on TikTok too. No, no.
I mean, I did. I saw it because you brought it to me.
But I saw it first. Regardless. First thing I do is go pee standing up because then I won't get pee dribbled on, you know, my thighs and stuff. I can just pee standing up and not in the shower. Cause let's face it, who does not pee in the shower?
Okay. Let me tell you, there are some people that don't pee in the shower. You haven't been dating on the apps and stuff, but there is a dating app. I think it's like Okay Cupid or something like that, and it's very intensive and it asks you like 185 questions, One of those questions are...
5. You're asking too many questions, okay? Save it for the date.
I mean, that's why I don't use it, but one of the questions is it okay to pee in the shower? I think so, too.
Going down the
I mean...
Anyway. It's
thank
sterile,
you. Like...
You know, and then if you have athlete's foot, not that I do, but if you did, you could pee.
That's how you get rid of it. Yeah, with your pee. The ammonia. I know. I've watched things. You and I watched Discovery. Well, I don't know if you saw this on Discovery. I did a long time ago.
Somebody told me about this, but I mean, it'd be the same as if, what's it called? Those little things that, jellyfish. It'd be the same thing as if a jellyfish stings you, somebody pees on you, so it can take the pain away. So, I mean, it's sterile. Pee is sterile.
You know you can drink your own
absolutely
pee.
Absolutely not. Not.
Wait, how about this? There is a woman out there who believes she can, who has cancer, and she believes her pee is the cure to her cancer. So she pees in a bottle. And then puts it in a shot glass and puts it to her eye and just opens it and tilts her head back and pee just drains in there. She drinks it. She takes a bath with it. She's like, it's going to cure my cancer.
Oh, that's so gross. But how does she pee? Like a water bottle or like a different type of bottle? Because that's a really small hole for a woman to try to pee.
You know, I'm not sure how she pees in anything in a device. For all I know, she might pee in the toilet and just fish it out. I don't know her. I don't know her life. But I've heard this story and I was like, that's disgusting. Women, nope, not women. Humans are rotten people. It's like straight. It's like the straight. Rotten.
Yeah, I don't know why people pee and drink it. That's so gross to me. But yeah. But yes. Anyway, going back to your original question, yeah, I would definitely pee standing up. That would be the first thing I do. And then you know some other things, but
she said, what are you, the Grudge? She said, okay, let me tell you, for me, I don't think I would do anything different if I was a woman. However, I would like to be in a different man's body. Like, oh, let me, what kind of PP you got? Like, just really, I would just like to exchange the PP. And be like, oh, that's interesting. That's what this kind of pee-pee feels like. Versus my
Stop
pee-pee.
Stop saying pee-pee.
Do you want me to say pisslet? Do you want me to say cock? I'm not saying cock in front of you. That's disgusting.
Weird when you say pee-pee, like you're talking about a child's pee-pee.
Okay, fine. Let me see what kind of penis you're working with and let me attach it to and detach my current penis and try out this one and see how it feels. Because I know what my penis feels like. But that's the only one I know.
I am uncomfortable.
I don't know why you're uncomfortable.
Anyway, let's move on.
You telling me that if you're like, hey, we're having a free trial on breasts. Do you want to try this triple D?
Oh, absolutely not a triple D in my little body. No way.
Whatever, you know, but like you wouldn't be like, would you like to try these on?
Oh yeah, if they're bigger.
Just so you can experience them?
Boobies, I'd be like, oh yeah, let me try those because, you know, I got these itty bitties, so.
Yeah, like, I don't, like, for me, I know some guys were like, I would play with my tits because, you know, I'm a man and la la la, and they'd be on top of me and I could just play with, I'm like, you already have titties. I hate to break it to you, bud, but you already have titties, so you can literally just play with them yourself. You don't need to have women titties. So, but that's all, like, that's the only thing I've seen on straight TikTok. And then I got right off TikTok and I was like, I can't. Okay, so I don't have anything else. I don't have any other games. Do you have a game that you know that you know? Do you have a game You have a game that you know of that we could play via podcast?
No.
Okay, well then I guess we're done.
You told me not to prepare for anything. You said.
Well, I played the games that we were, my games were the question games of switching bodies and whatever. Well, it's okay. I mean, I got a great server story from you. And if you're one of these people, by the way, that you're like, I don't really know how to order, don't come to us, because I will punch you in the face. I don't know about her,
Well, I don't
but
work in the
I would
service
punch you in the
industry
face.
anymore, so.
No, but you work with parents because she's a teacher, you know? And if you're a stupid person and you have a child and you're like, well, why didn't you send home homework? Like, I did. I mean, I don't know the situation over there, but let me tell you, that's why I can't be a teacher, because I'd be like, you're the parent. You parent your kids. I teach your kids. What they do at home is their business, not mine.
I just want to point out that I did not say that about my parents, so that was all him.
I mean, yeah, of course you didn't. I'm saying this is my opinion, and but it's facts though. My opinions are facts because I'm always right. I want everyone to know that. But it's true. Stupid people shouldn't have kids. Smart people shouldn't have kids. People should just not have kids. But if you're gonna do it, you can't ask me to parent your kid. I'm not the parent. I'm whatever I am for that kid. Like, ooh, for so again, so many server stories. But I would hate when like parents are like, little Bobby's gonna order his food, and then Bobby well knows that he has a peanut allergy, and then says, can I get a peanut butter and jelly sandwich? What am I supposed to do that a kid? I don't know. So I was like, sure, you can. And then I repeat back the order, and the parents don't say anything. And I was like, okay. And then here's your peanut butter. And they're like, my child's allergic to peanut butter. Well, he ordered it. You let him order it. Maybe he wants a thrill ride. Maybe he wants that moment of almost death. I don't know his life. Lactose people order all the time. I don't stop them from ordering milkshakes.
Well, I think for next time we play this trivia I found. It's called, well, it's not really a trivia.
You
It's, I mean, I guess it could be. 55 questions all siblings should be able to answer about each other. Okay, so then I would ask you a question and
that might be one where we want that might be one that we play like in person
Right.
on the
So like we
podcast.
ask, I ask, I would ask you a question. I mean, we would ask the question and then you would answer for me. And then I would answer for you and see if we got it right.
Oh, so it's kind of like that game. Do you remember back in the Oldie Smoky days, like 1980 BD and before dial up? And sounds so old when I say it that way. And it was like a newlyweds game or something, but you can also play with like with friends. And it so the guy
Think they still show it.
what?
Well, the last time I saw it, Sherri Shepherd was hosting it.
They brought that show back. God, they bring in every show
Yeah.
back.
I don't think that show ever went away, really, but.
I mean, I haven't seen it when I was a kid. Okay, I haven't seen it. It's like in the 2000s, I've never seen that show on the air, unless it was a rerun.
Well, anyway, so we could play that and then we can just. You know what? I could even bring whiteboards from school so we could write it down and then erase it and then do the other one. You know what I'm
Everybody, get yourself a teacher friend, because then they can hook you up with this so you guys can play games. Because a whiteboard, I haven't seen a whiteboard in ages. I like
Yeah,
this.
these little mini whiteboards. We have a whole bunch at school. But now COVID, the kids have to
This
put
person, you know.
their whiteboard, which are technically the classrooms, my whiteboards, but they have to put it in their own little bucket that has their name on it because we can't be sharing items, which is kind of dumb because at this point, all the kids play with each other at recess. Like they're all over each other, like.
Well, I mean, I guess for me, I like that because I was never a sharer. You know, people saying sharing is caring, and I'm like, great. It tells you a lot that I don't care about you because I don't want to share anything with you. So go away, Cindy.
Yeah, well, it doesn't make any sense to me right now because I mean that's another story for another time, but. We'll just leave at that. I'm gonna send you this link so we don't forget what it's called.
Oh, the question thingy.
I don't really know how to share this link. I'm not very techy, guys. Oh, here we go.
Well,
I found it. Oh, I have to
send it through in an email, because honestly, if you she sent it very soon. Because I'm not gonna be able to. I'm not gonna remember this. You know, by the time I go over there, we're both gonna forget about this game because I already read the message, you know, and we're gonna keep texting.
Yeah, but that's why you go on the thing and you go to links. I got you.
Do you do that? Because I sure don't. I don't even remember. Sometimes you and I have a conversation that we had the day before, and then you try to bring up that same conversation. I was like, what are you talking about? That's because you have
really bad memory.
Because it's not around food.
Oh.
So. You know, I'm gonna call myself out, and I am a chunk, fat ass monster, because any memory I will not remember unless it is about food. Okay,
so we can eat this and use the whiteboards. I'll make sure to disinfect the whiteboards before I bring them home too.
Oh, well, yeah, they got to go through a whole decontamination process. I'm going to get some Lysol. I don't know if they sell a Lysol or anything, but I'm going to get some. And I'm going to spray that whiteboard for like 5 hours until that can is completely gone. On just one whiteboard.
It's probably not going to let you even write afterwards. You know, like when you use certain products on something, and then when you try to write on it afterwards, like like sometimes when the cleaning lady at school, the janitor at school, when she wipes the whiteboard, and then I try to wipes it, then I try to write on it, and it's like I can't write on it right away. Write on it right away.
Yeah, because it's wet.
No, but it's like
you gotta dry it.
If it's like, I don't even know how to explain it. Like if it's like acetone or something, because Lysol spray has a lot of alcohol in it. So I don't know. I don't know how the chemical process. Edit this out of the podcast. Oh, I didn't tell my DVD player story either.
I'll tell your DVD player story.
So I drop my kids off to my mother's house because she watches my children when I go to work, because my husband's also a teacher. So we both have to go to work, and I drop them off. And I recently got, for Christmas, my daughter got a portable DVD player for the car. And so she needed headphones for it. So I recently ordered some Frozen headphones because that's one of her favorite movies. So I got her some Frozen headphones, and she used them in the car Friday morning. And I get to my mom's house, and the baby, he's only, he's going to be 4 months old next week. So he's still in the car, infant car seat, where I can just detach it, and like, he's still in there, you know? So he is at the bottom of the stairs, and my daughter wanted her headphones, so I went back to the car to get her headphones. And then, I brought him inside, and my mom, she goes, "Oh, and where did you plug these headphones in?" And I said, "In the DVD player," thinking she knew what I meant. And then I go up, she goes upstairs with my daughter, and then I bring the baby up because my mom is getting a little old, so you know, she can't really carry heavy stuff anymore. So it gets too heavy for her to carry the car seat. So anyway, I bring the car seat upstairs, and then I'm saying goodbye, and then I say goodbye to my daughter, and then my mom's trying to plug in the headphones into her DVD player, which is not portable. It's like the DVD player for the TV, right? Because she don't have a smart TV, so she can't just, like, whatever. Anyway, so she's trying to plug it in the back. Like, I'm thinking she's doing something else, but I'm saying my goodbyes to my children, and then she's trying to plug it in the back. And then I said goodbye, and then I turned around, and I saw what she was doing, and I was like, "What are you doing?" And she says, "I'm plugging in the headphones." And I said, "You don't have a portable DVD player." And she's like, "You said to plug it into the DVD player." And I said, "Yeah, but we have a portable DVD player." She used the headphones in the car. "Oh. And so where is she supposed to use these headphones then?" And I was like, "I don't know, your tablet?" Because my mom has a tablet and what's it called? iPad. So I was like, I don't know, your tablet? And she was like, oh, well, yeah, that would be great. And I just started laughing. And then I was like, okay, bye. And then I left. And then I got in the car driving to work. And I was like, she really was trying to plug in that. She really was trying to plug in those headphones into
You know
her
what?
DVD player.
But in her defense, though, some DVD players, and I guess television as well, also have that headphone jacky thing because your uncle obviously had one of those televisions. I remember watching televisions like that when we were kids because I was like, I gotta, because it'd be like 12 o'clock, so sleepy time, and I'm trying to watch my anime that only comes on like at midnight. But I was like a child and I couldn't stay up that late. So I had to sneak out of my bed to turn on the television to then whatever. Granted, even though I had my own television in my own room, but there's a point, like I didn't want anyone to hear, like, I'm on television, I'm not supposed to
I
be.
need
So
TV.
I had to do that. So
Are you talking about that little tiny TV?
what? Yeah, the 90s like television that weighs
Yeah.
175 pounds.
Oh, they don't make those anymore.
Well, I know, but maybe, you know, she is old. She's from the
Yeah, but
Oldsmobile
everything she
days.
has, we gave it to her.
I'm just trying to play devil's
And she
advocate
just
over here, okay? I'm trying to be a good
misunderstood,
lawyer.
and she probably assumed that I meant the DVD player at home when I really meant the DVD player in the car, but whatever, it doesn't matter. But then I was thinking also, what was she gonna do? Plug it into the DVD player and then have her sit like a foot away from the TV so that her headphones could be on her head because she can't move around with it. Like attached to the
I mean, is that not what the same thing an iPad does, though? Like, you're only a foot away from, well, actually, you're less
Yeah,
than a
but
foot
the
away from it when
DVD
you're
player
watching
is
it.
on her entertainment center. So if she was putting the DVD, if she was putting the headphones into the DVD player, she it's not like she can lift up the DVD player and like walk around with it or like put it on the table or something. She'd be attached to, basically attached to the entertainment center. Like, at least with the tablet, you can move it around.
Oh, okay. I got you. I
Yeah.
got you. Well,
Anyways,
kids
that
don't
happened
have them
on Friday.
on Friday. Can't ever say that. That's a copyrighted song. Okay, cool. Well, thanks
Okay,
for coming on.
bye.
Bye.